Hey, Fit Fam, it is Coach Rye from Team Flex. You're back on another episode of Rye Rant Radio, and I want to talk about something that is pretty near and dear to my heart in this episode, and that is fuck Planet Fitness. All right, here's the reason. So, in my career, I've encountered training many people over the years, tens of thousands of people over my time as a coach and a trainer. And one thing that always comes up, no matter what, is for some reason, there's people that have very serious goals that are training in a very serious way. Oftentimes, even bodybuilders or people trying to compete that are training at Planet fucking Fitness to try to get shit done. And so what that means for me as a coach is I gotta go, you know, adjust the training program, adjust this and that to fit that, not plan what I would want 100%, because, you know, Planet Fitness, if you don't know, does not really have free barbells. They only have certain weights. You can't, like, everything is a Smith machine, right? And this rant goes far beyond just Planet Fitness, but stay tuned with me and you'll really get the point here. And if you're one of my clients training at Planet Fitness, hey, now you know how Coach Rye really feels about it. The truth of the matter is, when you go into one of these gyms, right, no matter what gym you go to, no matter where it is in the world or what the hell you're doing, there's going to be a certain level of environment that you're going to gain from being in a specific place to suit your goal. So, you know, for bodybuilders, for competitors, it's great to go to kind of the old school classic bodybuilding type gyms where you'll be able to actually train with a wide array of bodybuilding type equipment. For those of you that like to do strongman and CrossFit, powerlifting, you'd be better off at a barbell gym, something like that, where all the equipment is catered towards powerlifting or, you know, strongman or whatever the hell it is. But here's the thing, Planet Fitness and gyms like that, the kind of quote unquote fun gyms, right, where we make fitness fun. Fitness can be fun for you. We serve pizza at the front desk and we don't want people to make any noise. And we also don't have free weights. Who the fuck is that gym for? Okay. And you know who it really is for? It's for people that pretty much shouldn't be, you know, getting a coach at that point, in my opinion, right? Because those types of gyms, even though they become convenient, they become fun, they're not really gyms where great results will happen. Now, if you train at Planet Fitness and you're mad about what I'm saying right now, and you're like, no, I get great results. Great. You know, some people do, but I'll tell you what, you get better results training at a gym that is not that gym. And I got nothing personally against it. I've never been to one, but I'll tell you what, the amount of times that I've dealt with people that have had XYZ problems there, and the fact that, you know, they put a fucking alarm in the gym for our culture of people, it's a little bit fucking crazy, right? At the end of the day, this can happen with gyms that are not Planet Fitness, though. You could also be going to another gym that does that same bullshit, you know, these kind of weak ass gyms that are not serious about transforming. And then, you know, you wonder why you don't have the results you want. It could be because you're going to these gyms that don't support the environment that you need. And, you know, the environment is one of these things that is lost on people these days. You know, back in the old day, you think like to golden era bodybuilding, silver era bodybuilding, really old school times, long before where there was not a gym on every corner and there was sure as fuck no Planet Fitness or any of these other gyms, right? And really what would happen was, you know, you went into these gyms, there wasn't music playing. Oftentimes they didn't even have a fucking light. It was a skylight. And all the noise was not people talking, was not people sitting on their phones, was not fucking pizza at the front desk, was not a damn alarm if a barbell got put down too loud. You know, all that you heard in those gyms was the clanging of weights and the banging of plates and, you know, people unracking and racking weights. And that was it when training was serious. And, you know, it's crazy because you think back to those days, right? Like Arnold era bodybuilding, for example, and people widely still look at that as a time that, you know, that was a time people want to strive for. A lot of people liked the fact that people actually cared about their fitness back then. Today, we don't have that. Today, the world is the most unhealthy it's ever been. And, you know, we do have a great culture of fitness people and a great culture of people in, you know, bodybuilding, but it is smaller. It is less mainstream. It is less big than it ever was before. And what that means now, you know, is that every single time a bodybuilder, somebody out there with a very serious goal, an athlete that wants to train really hard, has these high level goals, says, okay, well, I'm going to Planet Fitness and you go support that shit. Well, that means that that shit becomes the only shit eventually. And the old school, you know, dreams they die out. The classic gyms for bodybuilders and things like that, right? Like Gold's Gym's gone bankrupt how many damn times over the years, and they continue to close. And there's all sorts of gyms that I could tell you about that don't even exist anymore. And it's because all of you out there, you decide to go to the cheapest place or the place that's most convenient or the closest thing, even if it sucks. And you think that, you know, the best thing to do is just modify your programming, modify your training. Oh, my gym doesn't have this and that. Go to a fucking gym that has the shit you need to be the best you could be, right? That's the way I look at it. And, you know, for those of you that go to Planet Fitness and you like it and you're getting good results, good for you. I'm happy for you. Awesome. Fucking fuck me then. Forget it. You know what I mean? But the point is, the end of the day, if you got to change everything you're doing, if you complain about what you're doing, if you're in the environment that is giving you the chance to be less than, and you are less than with your results and your progress, then change it. Fucking change it. I don't think there's anything wrong with taking a different stance and going to a different fucking gym. Cancel your membership. Pay a little extra. Your fitness, your health and wellness, all these things are some of the best things that you could ever invest your fucking money in. Cut your damn Starbucks out. Cut out your fucking Netflix bill. Cut out something else. Put a little extra into the fucking gym. You know, go find a local gym where somebody's trying to do a real deal thing and buying real good equipment and doing the real shit for people and not fucking banning you if you put down a barbell too loud, right? You know, you got to stop supporting these types of gyms and these types of things that pop up. And there is a certain person that that's good for. Great. That, you know what? Great. If you're absolutely at zero, you're absolutely at fucking zero. And you got to walk into one of these gyms and eat a piece of pizza before you do your cardio. I'll tell you what, you know what? That'll work for like one fucking day. And then everything else, it's going to just, you're the type of people that go support this fucking gym. And then, you know, it continues on and they stay on and they make more and more money every time you get fucking fatter on that piece of pizza that you eat at the front desk or whatever the fuck. And every time that you don't show up but you keep paying that membership, you are supporting that shit in the same way. I strongly encourage, if you actually have results you want to get, you know, whether even if it's a lifestyle goal, you're not even a bodybuilder and that makes no sense to you, bodybuilding, great. If you got a lifestyle goal that's actually serious, you want to lose 10 pounds, you want to lose 100, whatever it is you want to do, go to a fucking environment that is going to work for you. Go to a place where you can actually do those things and you can do them in the fucking every single day without question. You can do them. You don't have to worry about the weird shit. Not worry about the damn temptations of the pizza at the fucking front desk. Not worry if you're being fun enough to be accepted or you're being too loud to go. Go to a fucking gym that lets you get results. And that's, I think, at the end of the day, the most important factor. And like I said, for all you haters out there, if you fucking like training at Planet Fitness and you're still doing it, great, good for you. And for my clients, those of you that are out there, you already know that I tell you all the time, hey, maybe we should consider a better gym. Let's go to a better gym, right? At the end of the day, I do believe everybody will get a better result if they have an environment that sets it, Planet Fitness or not. If you are at a gym that is not the environment for you, fucking change it. There's nothing wrong with it. You'll get better results doing that, and I strongly encourage it. I really got nothing else to say. Probably one of the shortest rants we've done in a while, but it is one that you need to hear, and promise me you'll try it. Just go do a trial somewhere. Go walk somewhere else. Get a different experience and see if what I'm saying is true, all right? Give it a shot. Thank you for listening. Coach Rye is out.